This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Nation.com. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's get our forecast from Steve Rudin.
As we move through the evening, very warm considering the time of year. Temperatures will fall through the 80s, eventually into the 70s, and will settle into the 60s by early tomorrow morning. Tracking a cold front tomorrow afternoon may trigger a few showers, a few rumbles of thunder. 85 to 90 degrees, partly cloudy on Wednesday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin of the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now, we are sitting at 90 in the nation's capital.
459.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Coming up,
breaking news. CBS News is reporting at least three law enforcement officers have been killed in a shooting in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Pro-Palestinian protesters, that is, at Columbia University have defied a deadline to disband.
Demonstrators on other campuses have clashed with police in riot gear.
We've got the latest from day five of protests on the GW University campus. WTOP's Dick Giuliano has been at the scene.
Boosting security at some local elementary schools. I'm Scott Gelman.
How about this weather? Too hot too soon?
I'm not ready for this hot weather yet.
I'm Nick Iannelli.
On Wall Street, the Dow picked up 146, the NASDAQ up 55, S&P up 16.
Nats go for a sweep and chance to get back to 500.
WTOP at 5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. We are following breaking news out of Charlotte, where police confirm at least three officers are dead after a chaotic shootout in a neighborhood in East Charlotte today. Carlos Fonseca lives nearby.
We heard like more than 100 gunshots, like boom, 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 boom. And we were like, hey, you know what? We better take off home because it seems like really, really dangerous.
U.S. Marshals had been serving a warrant at a home when shootings started. We're told at least one of those shooting suspects is also dead, but it's unclear if there are others. Protesters at Columbia University have not budged despite a deadline passing to clear encampments or face suspension. CBS's Matt Piper tells us it's still one of dozens of pro-Palestinian protests happening at colleges.
In Texas, there are arrests at the University at Austin, where there are also hundreds of protesters. Albert Levine is a junior at a college in California and says they're all asking schools to end financial ties with companies that support Israel's war with Hamas.
Be transparent and to disclose like where our money is going to. A lot of UCs and other college campuses were kind of following in line with those other demands.
There's a new ceasefire deal on the table between Israel and Hamas, and the White House is now pushing for an agreement. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Now is the time for Hamas to take this deal. It is on the table. It is time to get these hostages home. It is way past time to get to a ceasefire.
She says Secretary of State Antony Blinken will continue his diplomatic efforts in the region. There's now legal action over a widely publicized shooting last year.
The family of Ralph Yarrell has filed a civil lawsuit against Andrew Lester and the Homeowners Association, where Lester lives in Kansas City. The 85-year-old Lester, who is white, is awaiting trial for allegedly shooting Yarrell. The black teenager was shot and wounded when he knocked on the wrong front door to pick up his brothers a year ago. Lawyers for Lester say he feared for his safety and opened fire. The lawsuit says the HOA should have known of Lester's alleged violent tendencies. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Trainer Bob Baffert has been exiled from the Kentucky Derby for a third year. He got an extra year tagged onto his suspension after Derby winner Medina Spirit was disqualified for failing a post-race drug test back in 2021. The 150th Running of the Roses is this Saturday. And a 46-year-old man fighting cancer has been revealed as the big Powerball winner in Oregon. He scored $1.3 billion earlier this month and says he now plans to use that jackpot for chemo treatments. The prize was the fourth largest Powerball jackpot in history. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
5:03 on Monday afternoon, April the 29th. We have reached 90 in some places, even seen 91 around the area. Good afternoon. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Top story we're following for you this hour here on WTOP. We are staying on top of the college campus demonstrations here and across the nation over the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. The overwhelming majority of the protesters are pro-Palestinian. Many are calling on their universities to cut financial ties to Israel. Some Jewish students say the protests have strayed into anti-Semitism. At George Washington University, a significant ramp-up of the demonstrations on the last day of classes. In the pre-dawn hours, police were escorting a student out of University Yard when protesters started taking down metal barriers, and they took over the encampment again. WTOP's Dick Iuliano stopped by the encampment in just the last hour.
But now with the barriers down, it's one expansive tent encampment from the southern edge of the yard northward onto 8th Street. I spoke to the students. They say they are determined to stay here until their demands. Among the demands are disciplinary action against seven of the organizers of this protest be dropped by the university, because seven students are on interim suspension right now. They're not allowed into university housing and so forth. And then there are other demands which have to do with the Mideast and academic cooperation with Israeli institutions and things of this sort.
That's WTOP's Dick Iuliano at George Washington University.
The breaking news this afternoon, two teenagers have been arrested in connection with a shooting at that senior skip day event that happened in Greenbelt earlier this month. Greenbelt police say the suspects are 14 and 16 years old. They are charged as adults with attempted murder. More than 500 students were at the Schramm Hills Park in Greenbelt on April 19th. Before the gunfire started, all five of the teenagers who were injured are now out of the hospital.
The emergency weekend curfew for teenagers at National Harbor has come and gone, and there were no reported violations. That curfew requires kids 16 and younger to have an adult with them on the weekends from 5 in the afternoon to 6 in the morning on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. It was put in place after a huge fight broke out between hundreds of teens earlier this month. Prince George's County Police say as many as 800 young people were involved in the fighting, along with vandalism and stealing at National Harbor. The county council is now working on passing emergency legislation that would expand the youth curfew.
505, increasing security on elementary school campuses is just one of the recommendations released today by a group that's in charge of reviewing safety and security in Loudoun County Public Schools. WTOP's Scott Gelman has our story.
We do have school resource officers assigned to every high school and every middle school.
But Dan Adams with the school district says they're not in elementary schools. That's why the panel, made up of law enforcement and educators, is recommending adding security to those campuses.
Really trying to cover all the different bases when it comes to school safety.
It doesn't have to be an SRO. The district could explore using school safety officers who work for the county but aren't members of law enforcement.
And then in some cases, we do have a contract with a third-party firm.
Adams explains boosting security is helpful for medical emergencies, too.
LCPS is very proud that it takes a very strategic, very broad view of school safety.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Now, the school system, Scott says, is hoping to hear from community members on the recommendations before deciding if they should actually go into place.
All right. It is feeling a lot like summer this afternoon, isn't it? WTOP's Nick Iannelli is out talking with folks about these 90-degree temperatures. He says some are just not prepared.
I'm not ready for this hot weather yet.
And why is that?
Because we just went from spring to late summer.
Lori Rosen says the nice spring weather didn't last long enough. She says it's like the hot weather just appeared out of nowhere and smacked us all in the face.
Now, all of a sudden, all I want to do is go jump in a pool. And I like warm weather, but this is kind of crazy.
For Chris Roth, he takes a more long-term view. He says the temperatures will likely be up and down like a yo-yo for a while now.
It'll probably get cool again, and then we'll have real summer.
And what is real summer?
Like 90s every day.
So this is like a blip on the radar.
Yeah, we'll have like a week of this, and then it'll cool down a little bit.
In Montgomery County, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Hope he's right about that. Coming up in Money News here on WTOP.
D.C. gets a best restaurant rank. And a best bar, too. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Switch your agency to Verizon Business Internet and get the scalable and reliable wireless internet needed to keep your workforce securely connected. As many services that rely on legacy broadband continue to be phased out, now is the time to transition your agency to the modern wireless internet you need. With Verizon Business Internet, you get faster speeds, so your workforce can operate more efficiently with less downtime and deliver better constituent experiences. Switch to Verizon today and get the most out of your internet. Learn more at verizon.com/federal.
It's 508.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. And when it breaks, Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Greenbelt, taking care of business. Crash on the BW Parkway southbound of the Beltway should be out of the way with southbound lanes restored, but traffic's still quite slow, leaving Laurel. Lanes are reopened ahead southbound at the Beltway on the Parkway. Northbound, a few slowdowns on the Parkway up to Jessup and BWI Marshall, but it's not a bad afternoon. On the Parkway, or 95 for that matter, Interstate 95, just waves of some heavy traffic between Laurel and Columbia. Route 50's a breeze getting out to the Bay Bridge. 270, some distraction. The broken down truck on the southbound Waterdyne exit at Hyattstown. The ramp is closed southbound, but the lanes are open both ways. In the district, DC 295 southbound collision at Pennsylvania Avenue remains. Traffic backed up to about Burroughs Avenue. Northbound volume delays. 395 southbound, the pace is good leaving DC. Just a couple of minor slowdowns near Shirlington, Seminary Road, and Springfield. 95 heavy southbound into Woodbridge. 66 westbound on off between the Beltway and Centerville. Volume delays around the Beltway in Maryland and Virginia, no more, no less. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable, never looked so good. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's head over to the 7 News First Alert Weather Center, meteorologist Steve Rudin.
As we move through the early evening, plenty of sunshine to enjoy with that sunset at 7:59. We are going to see our temperatures slowly fall through the 80s, eventually into the 70s, and by early tomorrow morning, we're in the 60s. Tracking a cold front tomorrow afternoon and evening, it comes through with very little fanfare, perhaps a few showers, a few rumbles of thunder, high temperatures 85 to 90 degrees, lingering showers early Wednesday, temperatures in the lower to middle 80s, near 85 on Thursday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now, we're at 89 in Bethesda. We have 88 on the National Mall, but 90 in downtown around Metro Center. 90 degrees in Reston, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Over to Jeff Claybaugh.
Google will spend $1 billion expanding data centers in Loudoun and Prince William counties. It was a good April for a handful of local real estate agents, apparently. There were 7 home sales that topped $7 million this month. That's a record for 1 month, including a $10.5 million sale in Langley Farms and a $10 million sale in Georgetown. A double win for D.C. on food and wine lists. Capitol Hill Indian restaurant Daru ranks number 8 on Food & Wine's 10 Best Restaurants for 2024 list. Allegory, a bar hidden behind a secret lobby door at the Eaton Hotel, ranks number 4 on its Best Bars list. The Dow finished the day up 146 points. The S&P 500 up 16. The Nasdaq up 55. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Stay with us here on WTOP. Coming up, the latest on the breaking story of the afternoon as CBS News is reporting at least 3 police officers are dead in Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll also talk about the nationwide campus protests over the war in Gaza. We'll check in with NBC Nightly News anchor Lester Holt, 5:11.
Business. It's all the things that keep this world turning. And behind every one of these companies is a partner helping to keep it all moving. It's why the local flower shop and your favorite pizza joint, the startup in the stadium, hospitals and hotels, banks and restaurants nationwide, all choose the Advanced Network, Cybersecurity Solutions, and round-the-clock trusted partnership from Comcast Business, the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
See why Comcast Business powers more small businesses than anyone else. Get started with fast speeds and advanced security for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with a qualifying gig bundle. Don't wait. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go online to ComcastBusiness.com to switch today. Ends 5/6/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After 12 months, regular rates apply.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage, available at Navage.com.
Later this hour, are you okay with your iPhone getting more artificial intelligence capabilities? Look like that's what's happening, whether we like it or not. We'll get more from WTOP in 30 seconds.
More, more, more. Hi, Little Bob here from Bob's Discount Furniture. Here to let you know that we're opening two brand new showrooms in Springfield and Dulles, bringing even more of my everyday low prices to the people of Virginia on highly rated furniture, mattresses, and more. And if you can't wait, mybobs.com is the quickest and easiest way to get unbeatable furniture prices delivered straight to your home today. That's two brand spanking new Bob's Discount Furniture stores coming to Springfield and Dulles this Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, my Bob!
Bob's Discount Furniture.
When it comes to morning essentials, they're right behind a snug-fitting lid on your travel mug.
John Aaron and Michelle Bash.
Mornings on WTOP News.
Facts matter.
It's 5:15. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Thanks for joining us.
Breaking news on WTOP. Law enforcement agents have been shot and killed in Charlotte, North Carolina this afternoon. They were trying to serve a warrant in the eastern part of the city. Last report from CBS News, at least three are dead. We are trying to unfurl all the information that's coming out of this particular situation. It happened in Mecklenburg County in North Carolina. That's the Charlotte area. Keep it here on WTOP. We'll have full details coming up soon. In other news this afternoon, there's been a lot of recent improvements in the treatment of lung cancer. Now, a new study aims to learn more about the inherited risk of lung cancer. WTOP's Neil Augenstein says researchers hope you'll want to take part.
We do a blood draw.
Laurie Ambrose with GoTo for Lung Cancer. Along with the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, they're expanding their recent research that showed that people having one genetic mutation were at higher risk of developing lung cancer. So the participants would be monitored for 5 years.
If there was an early presentation of a suspicious nodule or tumor, we would be on top of it and manage it accordingly.
Doctors say the earlier lung cancer can be detected, the better the chance for a cure. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
It is considered a major win for transgender people all across the country. A federal appeals court has ruled that West Virginia and North Carolina's state health care plans cannot exclude gender-affirming surgery.
The case involved a coverage of gender-affirming care by North Carolina's state employee health plan and the coverage of gender-affirming surgery by West Virginia Medicaid. Both states appealed separate lower court rulings that found the denial of gender-affirming care to be discriminatory and unconstitutional. Legal experts think the case will eventually end up before the U.S. Supreme Court. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
All right, let's get back to the breaking news here on WTOP as law enforcement agents have been shot and killed in Charlotte, North Carolina as they were trying to serve a warrant in the eastern part of the city. Let's go live to NBC Nightly News anchor Lester Holt. Lester, it's a developing situation. What more can you tell us at this hour?
Well, we're still putting the details together as we know it, but these officers were part of a joint federal task force, U.S. Marshals task force. We believe that one deputy marshal has been shot and taken to emergency surgery at a hospital. There were three local officers who were also hit. We don't know their conditions right now. this all happened. As you mentioned, they were serving a warrant today. The suspect who they were trying to arrest apparently opened fire on them. Even as those officers were taken away, we understand there was still an exchange of gunfire. Residents in the area were told to stay indoors as this all played out. So we'll, of course, have the very latest on this when we join you tonight for Nightly News.
Lester, if we turn to the pro-Palestinian demonstrations on dozens, I think more than 40 now, college campuses across our country, the temper seems to have turned up at some of them with police in Reich. You're moving in today. What do you have going on there?
Yeah, very different picture depending where you are. UCLA and Los Angeles authorities appeared to be allowing students to move onto the campus. While troopers in Texas, the University of Texas, were beginning to issue dispersal orders as they appeared to detain some people who were crowded there. And at the heart of it all, Columbia University in New York, that deadline laid down by the administration for students to abandon the encampments has now come and gone. There's been no sign of police there. Officials warning students, though, that they face suspension if they don't abandon those encampments. So we continue to watch it. And above all this, we should note our students who were scheduled to graduate, looking forward to their commencements within the next few weeks. Many of these are students who were denied their high school commencement because of COVID. So there's that pressure as well on this situation.
All right, Lester, thanks much. Appreciate it.
Okay.
NBC Nightly News anchor Lester Holt. Watch him tonight at 7 on NBC4.
To the traffic center we go. Dave Dildine.
A slower go through Silver Spring on the inner loop of the Beltway delays Old Georgetown Road past Colesville Road. Ahead beyond 29, at least one stopped in the left lane on the inner loop. That would account for the only lane-blocking incident on the Beltway. Other congested portions of 495, but just rush hour traffic. 270 northbound. Sluggish traffic out of Germantown through Clarksburg. Slower than it should be. Toward the lane drop and distracted by the recovery of a broken down tanker truck that had blocked the southbound 270 exit for 109 Hyattstown. That ramp is still blocked as they back the truck, the tanker, up that ramp. But I think taking steps to get this one cleared. Southbound, no impact unless you need exit 22, which is still off the table. BW Parkway, southbound near the Beltway, crash cleared. Into D.C. on 295, southbound traffic still slow. From Burroughs Avenue to Pennsylvania Avenue, crash response continues to take a lane there. In Virginia, normal afternoon Monday traffic on the Beltway, 66, 395, and 95. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. End their wait today. Become a Compassion International sponsor. Text radio to 83393. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Back to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
As we head through the early evening, we'll look for plenty of sunshine and very warm temperatures considering the time of year, falling through the 80s into the 70s and by early tomorrow morning, the 60s. A cold front will arrive tomorrow afternoon and into the evening. It may allow a few showers and thunderstorms to develop, but many neighborhoods will stay totally dry. Highs for the day, 80 to 85 degrees. As we move into the day on Wednesday, temperatures hold in the 80s, and Thursday, we're around 85 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Sunshine, 90 in Oxon Hill, 91 in Sterling, 89 at the Wharf in D.C. Brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air, trusted same-day service, 7 days a week.
Coming up on WTOP, we continue to follow the breaking news of the hour as law enforcement officers in Charlotte, North Carolina, are shot while trying to serve a warrant. We'll sort out the situation for you. 521.
Baltimore longshoreman Talani Hassan.
The day of the bridge collapse, my phone just started ringing. The ship struck the bridge. The Dolly was the last ship I was on. Losing lives is a tragedy, but losing our livelihoods was a disaster. It was a direct hit to longshoremen because if we don't have vessels, we do not have work. Your page is stopped. We're in trouble. I saw David Trone on the news.
We got to bring these dollars home, and we got to make sure that union labor builds this bridge. We got to keep thinking about those that have lost wages. Longshoremen are small businessmen. They still got mortgages to meet, food to put on the table, so we need an effort not to let that slip through the cracks.
To have an advocate speaking loud and speaking proud is David Trone for me.
On May 14th, vote David Trone for Senate.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at Salsa Night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Breaking news on WTOP.
CBS News special report. CBS News has learned that at least 3 law enforcement officers have been killed in a shooting in Charlotte, North Carolina. They were serving a warrant at the time the shooting broke out. At least one shooting suspect was located dead at the home. Carl De La Guerra is a security analyst in North Carolina.
We will wait and see what the trigger was that caused this entire situation to begin with. But I will tell you this, an individual that goes out and deliberately kill police officers knows it's going to be a one-way street.
As many as 6 people in total were shot. 2 of the deceased officers are said to be local task force officers. 1 was a Marshals Service deputy. Daniel Melendez lives nearby and heard the shots.
You could tell a lot of people were scared, a lot of people, you know, it's like, I live in this neighborhood for 10 years, never saw this, never thought it can even happen.
And we are just being told that the local police will be holding a news conference in 20 minutes. CBS News Special Report. I'm Matt Piper.
Keep it here on WTOP throughout the afternoon and evening. We'll give you updates as soon as they provide them. Looks like Apple, will be incorporating artificial intelligence hardware into its future products. Next week, the tech giant's going to launch its newest iPad at what's being called a Let Loose event. And in June, the company's going to announce new generative AI features. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur joined us earlier to talk about how revolutionary this tech is for the industry, if at all.
OpenAI, which is one of the most popular startups out there. Their ChatGPT has become one of the most widely used consumer products on the planet. And part of its success has been that this type of technology is useful for certain things, right? It's useful to help people kind of imagine what they could do, either putting together a letter or being able to even write a limerick for a birthday. I mean, you name it. And so in a lot of ways, Apple introducing this in their technologies is not going to be revolutionary in the same way as OpenAI has kind of changed the way the tech industry looks.
Apple tends to make this technology easier to use, which helps popularize it, that according to Sure.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next, engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
George Wallace is here. George, the Nats are liking Miami right now.
They are, yes. The Nationals looking for a 4-game sweep of Miami. The last time the Nationals swept a 4-game series, September of 2019, against the Phillies. So today they'll try for that. It'd be the first time they would do that since then. They've won 3 straight games there. Now at 13-14, can also get back to the 500 mark with a win this evening, this after last night's come from behind win. They were down 7-0, largest road comeback since April of 2015. And